I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by our friends at EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results, the standard for weight loss. In the area, TMP180weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, June 25th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning, and Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Pass the baton to Jason Bishop, who's on vacay this week.
That's right.
As I was driving in, I heard you guys lamenting on all of his expenses. It did make me chuckle.
I don't understand.
I mean, he just keeps a ledger with all his expenses.
Good for him. It's called a budget.
I just don't understand how a guy, I mean, let's be honest, the guy makes a ton of dough. I don't know how he's paycheck to paycheck. I don't get it.
Well, first and foremost, a bad real estate investment in Ocean City. I would say that has put him behind the financial eight ball.
Well, he's got a huge mortgage too.
I mean, I don't know how big his mortgage is. I'm assuming
he still has enough to handle all that. It just doesn't make any sense. But something wacky's going over
anyway,
there.
I promise you. He's on vacay this week. Where's he going this
week? Head Island.
Baldhead.
NC.
Keep living paycheck to paycheck and going on vacation.
Yeah. Now, the one thing
is... It's called the American Dream, Valdez. Everybody's overextended.
Credit.
Last time he went to Baldhead... Well, now, he went there a few years ago, but I know Dean and I went to Baldhead Island with T and Jay before we all had kids. And, man, it seems like a long time ago.
It's a long time ago.
But I think he stayed at a place... Like one of his mom's friends. So I wonder if he's doing that bit. You know what I mean? Like a place.
That's something me or Drab would do.
Hey, exactly. Why
everybody
you?
Likes to save.
Hey, I know a lot of people like to do that.
I was in the Outer Banks. I stayed at a timeshare, which was passed down from Jess's grandmother to her. We pay $600. I mean, you're not going to stay
week,
in a place cheaper.
You can't get cheaper.
It's a two-bedroom
that.
Place. It's not the Ritz-Carlton, but it's got a couple of pools. It's got tennis courts. It's on a golf
course. It works. It's perfect.
Like, $600.
Reminds me when I was younger, and I used to tell my dad, like, I remember when I asked him for an Atari, and he said, why? Use your friends. I used to ask him for a boat, and he goes, just use your friends.
A boat?
Oh, yeah, because remember, Stumper had a boat, and I said...
Stumper got his boat because he had a settlement. Remember, he had that injury?
It doesn't matter why he had it. It doesn't matter why he had it, and it wasn't an expensive boat, but he had a boat.
You just wanted one.
Yeah, and I wanted one. And I just said... We should get a boat. He goes, why? Just use your friends. Great philosophy of life.
Well, plus a boat is a gigantic money pit. Like, if you want to spend a lot of money and regret a purchase, buy yourself a boat. Go ahead.
Well you don't regret it if you use it.
My philosophy with the friends is with pets. Pets, to me, I always emphasize this to my wife, who grew up with dogs. The best pet is the neighbor's pet.
Why? Because you can just go see
them. You don't have to walk it. You don't have to buy food for it. You don't have to... Take it to the vet.
Yep.
You can just pet it. If you want to Andy petted it,
sure.
Pet it.
It's not, the worst policy.
And I've said it a million times. All these people, there's so many. Animal loving right now is hot. It's so hot right now. Like rescuing. It's the hot fire. But I don't understand everyone just the torture and agony when your pet dies 6 years later. And I just see the agony. The agony.
Sure. It's brutal. It's rough.
Brutal.
Ask Grab T-shirt. He knows.
Yeah, he knows it.
Of course he knows.
Cakes knows it. I mean, everybody that has a pet knows it. I'm like, you just volunteered to go through that agony again in 6 or 8 years.
Now, the counter is you get joy for years, day after day
The
after
joy
day.
Is minimal. There's a lot of dog walking at 4 in the morning.
Without pets. So.
We had a cat all the time. We always had a cat. But I still didn't yearn for a cat.
You can't bond with a cat like you can with a dog.
You didn't love Barney?
Different thing.
I did have a special bond with Barney, but when push came to shove, I gave Barney away. So it wasn't that hard.
When it became too much work.
Push came to shove, and I had to move back to my house, and my dad said, he ain't coming with you. Barney had to go. And then Barney met his just terrible demise.
Yeah, met his maker.
It was awful.
Forced him out for Barney.
It was awful. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't get pets. And if your friend has a beach house, use it.
Absolutely.
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, if my friend had a beach house, I would be taking advantage of that left and right.
I will tell you the one thing that I did learn that I will never do again, and a lot of people do this at the Outer Banks, and I had the thought of doing it. I'll never bring the sticks down there again.
Why would you do?
It was so hot.
Why would you waste
the thought of playing golf?
Do you understand?
Because the timeshare is on a golf course, so I see these carts going by, and I swear there were at least 3 days where after 9 a.m., it was incredibly hot. The only thing you could possibly think of doing was going to the pool.
I mean, you have
or
a,
the ocean.
But you have a young child as well. Do you understand how much space your sticks take up in your car?
It didn't take up hardly any space.
It takes up a lot of space.
Oh, because
you got to bring a boatload of stuff for your kid, like a pack and play and stuff to keep them busy.
I actually forgot to bring the
stroller.
Pack and play.
You got to bring all that stuff.
You don't know what I did.
No,
I bought a pack and play at Walmart there down there for
right.
$60.
So now See? You have two.
No, I was going to return it.
Oh, you're going to? Oh my god! I gotta get out of here. I can't.
Why would
this.
I want two pack and plays?
Oh my god!
That's called the Jason
Bishop.
What is
going on around here? No one has any integrity. Everyone just
nobody has any money. Apparently,
nobody has any money. Well, how does nobody have any money?
I don't know. It's kind of shocking.
It's but you unbelievable know
what I did? Brought a wagon cakes to okay. bring Isabella around town.
Right.
And put the sticks inside the wagon. So it didn't take up any space.
Oh, okay.
I'm an efficient packer.
Okay, you can be efficient all you want. A golf bag takes up a lot of room in your car.
Yeah, but you can't even you can't even relate to how efficient he is.
He probably brings
two things.
Speaking of golf, Valdez, myself, Drab T-shirt, and Pete Medhurst will be teeing it up at the Purple Heart Open. As soon as the show is done today.
Is that why you're wearing the silly purple art?
Correct.
Golf shirt?
Driving out to 1757 Golf Club.
That's why Valdez is peacocking over there with his pink Jared Goff
exactly.
shirt.
I got a little nervous last night because I think the ads say that the station is broadcasting from the Purple Heart Foundation.
Well, I believe Grant and Danny
and Chad.
Grant
and Chad.
Not us.
Last night, right before I went to bed, I sent a text to Drab and I was like, do I go to the studio or am I going to some random golf course? Because nobody has told me anything.
Nope, in studio.
They generally keep us in studio for 99% of the time because they know we bitch and complain so much it doesn't make it worth it. I know I got crackers all over me.
So you got the Purple Heart today.
Yes,
and
correct.
This week is the Tiger Woods tournament.
Correct.
Yes. That's correct.
Correct. The Quicken Loans.
Are we broadcasting from that?
Not that I know.
No, I wouldn't mind.
Because we have in the past.
A bunch of times. I wouldn't mind, but again, people just don't like to deal with us. That's what I believe the bottom line is.
Hey, if the numbers keep coming in, because I saw the numbers from last week, which I guess are about from a month ago or so, the ratings have been good. Thank you to the listeners.
They've been very good.
Yeah, what does that have to do with us broadcasting from there?
Well, my point is, we could do the show. If we're going to get those numbers, just keep doing it from the studio.
Well, I want to do it actually from there. I want to be out there, but I'll have to figure it out. I want to be out there one day. I don't want to be out there on a Monday. But it wouldn't mind being out there on a practice round day. Or
are you going to go out and shoot the event?
Yeah, but I have
credential.
I got to do that. I got to fill out the form, even though it's late. They don't really care.
Oh,
the truth
don't?
Is, they don't care. You
okay.
just show up. They don't care.
Got it.
They don't care.
I believe the attendance has been dwindling for that tournament, and I'm sure they'd be happy to have anybody go out there and shoot
it. Because Tiger hadn't played it in 100 years.
Yeah, Tiger's
it's
back.
The last one, right?
Yeah,
aren't they doing Detroit next year?
I think. Well,
yes.
Well, Detroit's got a new event.
You won't be shooting that one. You won't be going to Detroit.
If Tiger still does an event, I'll have to find a different spot on the calendar.
Right.
That's the speculation. It's not official. Right. That's the speculation.
So I was somewhat disconnected, casually following, the World Cup and sports news while I was gone. And the Capitals, of course, I come back. They got a new coach. But the big news.
Well, they don't have a new coach yet, do they? Did I miss that?
Well, it's not official.
No, nobody's been named yet. But it seems like Reardon is a mortal lock.
Agree, but they didn't have the presser for that.
It hasn't been announced.
But big news yesterday was John Carlson signs an 8-year deal. He's getting paid.
It's nice. The table was set when they traded Orpik and all that. So.
And Orpik could come back from what I read because he was bought out.
Right. How crazy would that be?
I guess he makes $5.5 million a year, and I think Colorado's going to pay him $3.5 million.
Sure. So then he comes back here.
Bring him back on the cheap.
I think the number I saw is if he comes back and signs here, it would be like for $1.25 or $1.5 million.
And he would still get what he was scheduled to make because they bought
Colorado,
him out.
Yeah, because Colorado, the Avalanche, just pick up the tab for, I guess, the difference, which would work for everybody.
Right.
And they were so psyched for Groovy.
Yeah.
Groovy wasn't going to do much
for
us anymore.
They said, Groovy, here you go. Here's a 3-year, $10 million deal. Just hooked them. All they're doing is stockpiling old Caps goaltenders.
We all remember the failings in the playoffs, but he did have 3 shutouts during the regular season, which is more than all of their goalies had combined.
Right.
He was excellent in the regular season.
Yeah.
There's no
question.
And
you know what? Good for him. He can go and be excellent in the regular season for Colorado and do what he does in the Western Conference.
Right.
That's fine.
That was good. That was a good signing for the Caps. But I think we saw that coming when they cleared the deck and moved Orpik. If they could bring him back, it'd be great. But I would rather, before we rush to do that,
take care of Beegs.
Take care of Beegs. And I know they got the Wilson, even though he's restricted. They got to try to figure that out.
Yeah. DSP is a free agent.
Yeah. So far, I mean, they're doing a good job. And I feel like they kind of disrespected Barry, but I understand both sides. But it worked out for Barry. Barry got paid. And the Caps will have their coach in waiting who has been there for 4 years and they apparently covet. So.
Thought for a second Barry was going to take the Seattle job. Didn't he fly to Seattle?
It was rumor because that once Trotz left here, of course there are pictures of him in Newark, which makes sense because the Islanders are in that neck of the woods. But apparently he's got a summer home in Vancouver. And
okay.
I guess Seattle is just like a, I don't know if it's where you fly to go to his spot in Vancouver because it's right over the border or whatever. So, of course, there's a picture of him walking through the airport in Seattle. So people are like, maybe he's talking to the Seattle people when they come in 2 years.
Right.
Which I thought was a bit nonsensical. The only one that made sense was
the first
the
I
Islanders.
Heard of Seattle getting an NHL team anyway.
Right. I thought if the Seattle team was coming in a year, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Sit out a year, enjoy the spoils of victory.
But a couple years.
A reset, but 2 years, that's too much, probably. If you want to stay as sharp and, you know, as on top of it, you know, as you can. But I think it works out great. Works out great for the Caps. So far, so good. But they do still have some key pieces out there they need to take care of. But Carlson was certainly the biggest. And 8 years, $64 million. That dude, whew.
It's a nice payday.
Props to him, man. He's only 28, too, right?
Correct.
So he and Oshie have really long deals.
Yeah, Oshie,
and Ovi, of course.
I think Oshie signed. Was his deal 8 years, too? Was he either 7 or 8?
It was a 7 or 8
deal. You can't
accuse
Ted of not, you know, opening up his wallet.
Ovi signed a 13-year deal.
It was 13?
And I know that Ted, within the past couple of years, said, if it was 15, I would have signed a 15-year deal.
Right.
He said he wished it could have been longer.
Right.
But I guess that was the maximum.
You can't accuse him of not spending when he's given what he's given to Oshie.
Right.
To Carlson, and, of course, what he's been paying Ovi all along. Even though Ovi probably is a bargain. What does he make, about $10 million?
$10 million.
Yeah. I mean, it's not cheap, but it's you know, worth every penny. So, yeah, it's weird.
Helps deliver a cup.
It's weird to be, like, as involved and as interested in Caps free agency as we are with, like, the Redskins.
I know.
Isn't that nice?
Pretty amazing.
Let's see if that can
it's
continue.
A nice turn of events.
Let's see if that... We haven't had any conversations about the dumb Redskins.
By the way, only about another 100, I think about 100 days until the Caps drop the puck for the next season.
Right.
For the regular season.
I know, it's crazy.
And by the way, I'm considering going to Caps Fan Fest just so I can get a picture with the Stanley Cup.
Oh, is that the move?
Thinking about it, yeah.
If you go to Fan Fest, you get your picture with the cup.
Yeah.
So there's going to be 40,000 people there.
Yeah, the line will be a million miles long.
Yeah,
but I'm considering it.
It's not
when else am I going to get a pick with the Stanley Cup?
Unless you got to work your connections a little bit and see if you can get in there early or something.
Yeah, I've talked to my man Pete. Peter Robinson.
Get your media credential and you get in there early. You can't wait with 40,000 people.
Can't wait with just the donks.
Think about it. Think about all the people that want to just go down there and stand on 7th Street or whatever for the viewing party. Now, if they know this is your chance and you can put this on social media and you can snap your picture with the cup.
Of course.
Every teenager in town is going to be there.
I know. This is the problem that I'm facing.
Speaking of the Cup, the World Cup is now in the stage where they're playing 2 games at the same time at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. because
more betting.
It's the third game of the first round, and then you get to the round of 16. So teams are getting eliminated here left and right.
So how are they working this? So is one game on Fox, one game on FS1?
Yeah. I would assume so.
That's what they're doing. Okay. Because they're not choosing for us, we get to choose.
I seen you on Fox.
We should be able to choose.
What do you mean choose?
Choose which one we want to watch.
Oh yeah.
I mean, there's a game of ten. There's 2 games of 10, 2 games of 2. I want to pick the one I want to watch, not the dumb network.
Valdez, we are murdering your book, just destroying him over the weekend. It's not going to be a fun day for him.
Did you get
your boy is now? I've officially parked the bus pretty much on betting. Any betting I do is now a very, very small play.
Because
I dodged the bullet with the four-game parlay that came through.
Yeah.
And now your boy's just coasting in. Coasting into the
end.
Oh,
you missed it. He had about $1,000 riding on it there for about two, three days.
It's a big play.
So how much are you up?
Ask Valdez. He knows the exact number.
It's like 820.
Yeah, it's a sizable amount.
You're up $820. I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
You got to do it. You got to put your balls on the line. You got to put your Bozak on the line.
You have to sweat it. You got to sweat it. He was sweating.
Four massive favorites, and I think three of the four were all squeakers. Like, down the wire.
Get to name our goal at the end.
A 90-second minute.
The Spain game against Iran, luckiest goal I've ever seen. Right. And then I think Iran
goals taken off the board.
Iran had 100 chances and a goal taken off the board. It was a show. And Brazil scored an extra time. What? Scored twice.
Right.
Crazy.
All right, phone number, as always, if you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines, 800-636-1067. We will talk to our pal Sebastian Salazar. Talk about the World Cup coming up here in the next 40 minutes or so. We don't have the exact time because he's in Russia. He's on a flight right now.
Very nice.
So we'll talk to him, and we'll get into the Caps with Neil Greenberg coming up at 7:40 here on the Junkies.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. As I mentioned before the break, Sebastian Salazar used to be with NBC Sports Washington. He'll join us covering the World Cup for ESPN in Russia. We'll talk to him shortly. You have four games today. You had been on that three games per day sked.
Right.
Now you got four games for the next few days, I think through Thursday.
Might have to cook up some minor tasty plays today. Valdez will put our heads together. Maybe I take some advice from AWOD, too. So I think he's probably getting Soccer Drab, too. Let's not forget Soccer Drab. Giving me a lot of winners.
Drab's the man.
Drab makes a lot of good soccer picks.
He does. He is very profitable following Drabby's plays.
You're sized. Because you usually don't like to give Drabby props. There's usually a rivalry between you two. But
that's
now
true.
That you can profit... You are sus.
Sure.
I didn't know he had this hidden talent.
Is Adam still jealous that he's not getting any attention for his picks?
I think so, big time.
I mean, he hosts a soccer show, and all he does is pick losers.
Right.
Sounds like Jason's podcast.
The problem with Adam is that he just picks his favorite teams every single game. There's no research or analysis put into it. He just likes, you know, Uruguay, so he picks them every single time they play.
Likes them because he likes one player on the
team.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not correct. I know more about soccer than Drab, and my picks have been pretty silly. I hit a silly parlay in the Germany game.
Right.
And nobody picked that one.
It took you to the 95th minute to hit it, right?
Hey,
they scored a goal.
He came through.
If he got it, he got it.
AY just came over to my computer and goes, "Whoa, your account is swole."
Did he? I did say that, yeah, because he had $19 on Friday, and now it's like quadruple that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or more than that. I think he turned 20 into a $1.20.
Is that what you got now?
It's more than quadruple.
So far, but I just bet big on Russia.
Did you think
today.
120 was quadruple 20? That's the bigger story.
He has 99, I think, so. I guess it was
quintuple.
That's still five times.
Is that quintuple?
Yeah.
I stop at quad.
Yeah. Stop at four.
See, Adam picks like these huge favorites that you know have to lay like $500 to win 100. Drab picks like draws that pay 3-1. He picks like Nigeria that pays 2-1.
Yeah, tasty.
I mean, tasty payout.
Tasty winners.
Tasty payouts, but hard to hit. I'm gonna say, not
if your name's Drab.
I'm going to say he's running hot.
Soccer Drab, what are your early leans today?
I bet big on Russia. I don't know why. today. Have a hunch.
You have sometimes I don't even have to explain it.
No rationale.
You know, when you're this high, you don't have to. We just explain it. You just you just tell it blindly.
He was just saying that it's Pixar Spirit because of research and taking his time. Now he's just going with the tingle play.
I'll be honest. Today's the Purple Heart Open, so I don't have the research staff put together. My mind is split, so maybe don't follow my lead today.
Hey, today's one of EB's favorite days, right? The pictures from the body issue have come out.
I know. I clicked on it, and then I haven't even looked at it yet. The thing of the problem with the body issue is I don't know.
Are you more into the women or the dudes?
Well, I want to be more into the women, but I don't like the women that they chose.
They picked some female golfer I'd never heard of.
I feel like they picked like six, you know, basketball chicks, which is fine, but that's not really my thing, you know. But whatever, I'm going through it now. The ones that we wanted to see, like here, there's the shot of Norman. The Norman is the one that we wanted to see.
Yeah, we went over that one pretty intensely on Friday.
Oh, okay, so they were out on Friday.
Yeah. No, well, there were a couple
leaked. Some leaked. Like you saw Greg Norman's butt.
Yeah.
Right? His saggy old man butt.
Well, he is in his 60s, but he's in remarkable shape.
Yes, of course he is. He's in shape. But it's just, you know, however much you work out, you can't fight old age on your butt.
There was one like of the dudes. I just took a quick look. Carl Anthony Towns.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the longest legs. I mean, he is a 7-footer.
Right.
But his torso is really small compared to like his legs.
Right.
He's got to be 70% legs.
Oh, I bet you he's 20% something else.
Arms? Is that what you're going for?
I don't know.
Some of these are getting me sized.
What do you mean?
Like Zlatan's got a Belfi picture.
Yeah, you get sized for that?
He's got a...
Does he have a tattoo on his butt?
He's got a tattoo on his butt, yeah.
Weird.
Where's he play now? He plays in the...
LA Galaxy.
Galaxy.
Is he like... Sorry, he had the two goals in that first appearance. Has he been lighting it up since?
I haven't heard much.
Yeah, that was it.
You know what? Soccer Drive is focused, as he should be, on the World Cup.
He was coming off the bench because I think he's recovering from an ACL tear.
Yeah, right. But I think the ACL tear is fine. It might just be a fitness thing.
I don't
know. Dude, he was kickboxing like 3 months after that surgery. It was insane what he was putting out there on social media. Yeah, so you got Jerry Rice. Jerry still looks good. But you know what? Greg Norman almost looks better than Jerry Rice. How crazy is that?
And who are the women? It's like Sue Bird. Some again, a PGA Tour or LPGA Tour golfer I'd never heard of.
I feel like they went... this will probably get me in trouble. I feel like they went out of their way to be like politically correct and like put not hot chicks on.
They put
right.
Is Breonna Stewart there?
Yeah,
Breonna Stewart. I was aware of this. I mean, I happened to see her piece on E60 yesterday. You realize how sick she was? She won the most outstanding player in that tournament all 4 years of college. Right. She's the only player ever to win 4 championships and 4 MOPs.
I've barely heard of her.
Right there with you, AB.
Yeah.
Apparently she was sexually abused when she was like 11.
Well, that's awful, of course.
So that's what the story was really about.
Right. So who's Charlotte Hall again? She's one of the WWE divas or something, or wrestlers. Or
Charlotte Flair.
Charlotte Flair, I'm sorry.
Rick Flair's daughter.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I feel like it's a weird collection. And I prefer to see the wives. How come they didn't put the athlete wives in?
That's in Sports Illustrated. That's
you like to see
bit.
The wags, the wives and girlfriends?
Yeah.
Like
they
that
do that
bit?
In the swimsuit. They don't do that in the body.
I feel like in
you might be right.
SI, you see the wives a little more.
I think you might be right.
Like you'd see back in the day, Johnny Damon's wife.
Right. So anyway, yeah, if you just Google the ESPN body issue, it is fascinating. I mean, look, the fact of the matter is it's not supposed to be overly sexy. It's supposed to like highlight like how muscular and how developed these athletes are, and you want to know why they're them and we're us,
right?
Just look at their bodies and look at what they've done to get themselves in that kind of shape and where that can take them. It's pretty amazing. You know, I mean, even that little skater, that Adam Rippon guy, that is that how you say his name, that made all the noise, and I guess because Pence was goofing on homosexuality or something and he took it personally. That guy's
completely
looks
ripped?
Like he looks like this skinny little runt. Like when you see him, he's got these massive legs.
Right,
this huge. You know,
well, I'd imagine an ice skater would have massive legs.
Exactly. But you don't think about it. But you don't think about it when you see him. He looks so skinny.
All I'm doing is just wearing out the carpet on the way to the coffee machine. That's all. That's all I'm doing. All I can do. That's all I can contribute.
Eric,
they should put the radio body issue.
Oh well, I would say this: if it encompassed all of radio,
then you'd be fine with it.
Still be pretty silly. I would think.
Why don't we take 1 year to get ripped and do the Junk's body issue next June?
No. It's not going to work out
well.
How
about 8 years? About 8 years. Can you give us 8 years to get in shape?
No. It's not going to work out well.
Our five female listeners get size.
You think Greg Norman's got old man saggy butt, it's not going to work out well.
We'll show our butt with like a mic behind us like this and look back.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's actually a terrible idea.
We'll wear nothing but headphones.
It would get a lot of yucks. People would laugh.
Right. Hey, you know what? I draw the line at Porky Pigging. Which, by the way, somebody sent me a link on Twitter. You know, one of those live leak things. Was there a woman Porky Pigging, like, outside? Like, it looked like in some foreign country. Like, she was just walking around with just a shirt on. Did you guys see that?
I did not see that. But what I did see on the way into work today, on the walk from Homewood Suites to 1015 Half Street, which is all of... Is that one block? Is it two blocks?
Yes.
Definitely a guy taking,
block and a half.
Taking a leak on the building. Right next to the little metro substation.
Oh, really?
Right across the street.
Was it like a homeless guy?
I mean, I don't know. I didn't go up and ask him.
Right.
You know, I just saw from a distance.
But he looked like a guy in a suit. It wasn't a guy.
No, right. It wasn't somebody on his way to his gig.
Right. It wasn't somebody on the way to the Navy Yard or something.
From what I could gather. Yeah, it wasn't that. But I saw
he wasn't in a suit.
He was not in a suit. He was staring straight at the wall and looking over, and then he was looking over his shoulder.
And you know what?
We had brief eye contact, and then I just couldn't walk faster into work.
You know, I've seen Jason Bishop do that. I don't know what to tell you.
You know, sometimes I feel bad. I don't know all of the valet's names.
You do. Why would you feel bad? I know one.
I see him.
I know one guy's name. Chris,
I know Chris,
the boss. That's correct. The only guy's name that I know.
Right, but sometimes I feel like I should know their names.
I don't. Because but that's good of you. I don't feel like I need to be on a name-to-name basis.
But today I realized I shouldn't feel bad because the guy this morning, who I don't know his name, he goes, is the tall guy, is he there this week? And I said, no, he's off this week.
Just one less car they have to park. Less work for them.
They don't know your name either.
Yeah, they don't care. So, nor should they. I don't care if they know my name. They get an envelope every month with the silly tip in it. And that's the extent of the relationship, which is fine. Everybody wins. I get to pull up, toss my keys, and walk into work.
So the Nats had a nice comeback last night, right? They were down 6-2, and then they end up, I don't know, I heard some details as I was driving in. They pounded out 17 hits last night.
I think the big signs for them, Bryce Harper had three doubles. Delay. So you need
three doubles
Bryce
last night. That's good because I think he struck out his first two at bats. Yeah. That was about what I was up to.
He was hitting 210.
Yeah.
Right around 210.
Believe me, we pounded him all week.
So Bryce Harper had three doubles. That's big. Rendon continues to be hot. He's batting .447 in his last 10 games.
Right.
So he's been hot.
Murphy had his first multi-hit game of 2018, which is a good thing.
Michael A. Taylor remains hot.
Michael A.
So they need the bats to get going. They're six games above .500, a couple games out of first place in the NL East.
Right.
But they need those bats to get going.
I don't think they're going to hit 92, the sweat bet number. It's looking very dicey.
They just need a hot streak, Cakes. If they win like five or six in a row, you'll be back in it.
Yeah, something tells me they're going to come in around 88, 89
again,
wins.
Again, a hot streak could save you.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Losing faith.
Hot streak could save you.
So, not even July yet.
And then one of the headlines I see.
Dude, you're up $800 in World Cup.
I'm very happy about that.
You lose your $100 or whatever you lose for your season long bet.
$200. Oh, that was a $200.
Yeah, I got a little sassy with that one. But what are you gonna do? Sometimes you get a tingle.
What did Jason put? 50?
I don't know. Yeah, probably 25. Who knows?
Jason bets a lot, but he nickel and dimes everything.
Yeah,
unless he's up, then I'll say. Then he throws caution to the wind. He doesn't mind betting. You know. When he feels like he's free rolling.
Right.
He's gotten a little more conservative in his older age.
So
I mean,
funny.
He used to go to the Bahamas with like $12,000.
Right. Whatever happened to those days, Jay?
I think something
happened.
They're a thing of the past.
Something happened. Let's go to our guy, Walt, in Alexandria. Hey, Walt, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. How are you, pal?
Just fine. I'm wondering if Martinez realizes that 70% of the time that you bring Solis in the pitch, the opponent's team is going to get a hit 70% of the time. I'm just wondering if he realizes that.
You believe, you believe the opponents are hitting 700 against Sammy Solis. It feels like that sometimes. No, he doesn't realize that, Walt.
Yeah, well, I mean, he needs to realize that because, you know, last night he bought the guy and that's when he got four runs up.
Right.
But he should know by now that he's just not capable of doing the task.
Listen, I'm kind of with you. I'm not a huge Sammy Solis guy, but he's hit or miss. But guys aren't hitting 700 against him. But I like the notion.
Yeah. If the analytics team came in and put that in front of Dave Martinez, Sammy Solis would never pitch again.
No.
He would never pitch again in a Nats uniform.
All right, coming up next, we will dive into the World Cup. Sebastian Salazar covers the World Cup for ESPN. He will be calling us from Russia. We'll talk to him next here on the Junkies.
Basically, all the air disasters
on a propeller plane.
On a prop plane, you're correct.
Are you? You're not on a prop plane, though, are you? You're at least on a big silly.
Yeah, it's, you know what? I think it's the equivalent of like Southwest or Frontier Airlines in the States. There was no business class, although I think ESPN paid for the business class, so they might be a little.
All right, let me
ask
you a wacky question, Sebastian. How long would it take you to drive if you chose to drive?
Are you kidding?
I'm just huge. I'm just throwing it out there. I need to know.
Weeks,
how long would the drive
weeks.
Be?
So, yeah, our next flight is to Ekaterinburg, which literally sits on the line between Europe and Asia, like how they divide the continents. I can tell you that the flight from Moscow to Rostov took an hour and a half, maybe an hour and 45 minutes. But we met some South Korean guys who ran out of money, so they were going to take the train back. And it's a 22-hour train ride.
How is that possible?
That's a huge country, dude.
Yeah, but an hour and a half flight versus 22-hour train ride? That doesn't make sense. There must be a billion stops.
It has to be. I don't get it.
That's crazy.
Hey, so, Sebastian, one thing I've been following is Argentina has been disappointing. If they had a player revolt against the coach, what's going on there?
You know what? That was the story that came out of the Argentine press like 72 hours ago, that basically the team had basically tried to start a coup against the coach. It turns out the journalist who said that doesn't exactly have a perfect record in the past, and now it turns out that most of that stuff, if not exaggerated, was entirely fabricated. They have looked terrible. I think there probably is some internal issues within the team. The coach, who's supposed to be one of the best tacticians in the world, hasn't really had answers. So when you got the best player in the world and you're playing as poorly as they are and you're in a country where the pressure is as high and the expectations as high as Argentina, it could be a disaster if they don't get out of the group phase, and it's looking more and more like that's a real possibility.
What, Sebastian, what is going on with Messi? Because, listen, I'll be honest, I watch very little of the game, but I've seen a lot of the images of him. Even, like, during the national anthem, he looks pained. He looks like he already knows what's coming. What is going on?
Messi knows what's on that roster, man. It's not a good team. Like, people think Argentina is loaded with talent and they see some names that they recognize. But if you look at the 11 guys that they rolled out, man, it's Messi and just a bunch of average Joes or guys who are a little bit past it. Guys who might have been good 4 years ago, 8 years ago, but maybe aren't there. They're just not a very good team. He is great, but he's not a rah-rah guy. He's not a leader. So people look at his body language and they say, oh, man, he's not into it. He's not pumping his fists and, like, getting the guys going. He's never been that player. He's not a demonstrative guy. And I think when things go badly, people point at that and they say, oh, Messi's not invested. Messi's not there. But I think he just knows better than most how average this squad is.
Now, in the last game, one thing I did also notice, the commentators were saying they were really closing him off. He wasn't able to touch the ball there in the second half. I think, like, maybe he had, like, 10 touches where normally he might have 30 touches, something like that. I mean, can he work harder, though, to get open and to get touches, or can you effectively take him out that way?
If you watch Messi, like, the first 5 minutes of a game, he just walks around. And what he's doing is he's kind of trying to find the pockets in the defense. It's just kind of how he sorts himself into the game. He's not a real big mover off the ball. Early in his career, he did a little bit more of that. Now I think he tries to save himself for those special moments in the final third. what you saw in the Iceland game is Iceland put 10 dudes behind the ball from 30 yards to goal. It doesn't matter who you are, the greatest player on earth, which I believe Messi still is, it's very difficult to break that down. And when you don't have other guys around you who are doing anything, and I'm saying anything, it's very easy for them to focus 3-4 guys on cutting off the passes to Messi. And you're right, EB, man. He's just not getting the ball in good spots. And when he does, they close him down in a way where it's just really, really difficult for him to make the impact that you see him make in Barcelona, where the roster that he's playing with is 10 times better than what he's got with Argentina.
Joined by Sebastian Salazar, he's covering the World Cup for ESPN. So my wife yesterday goes, if you had to pick three teams to win it right now, who would they be? And I was like, I don't know. We're talking about one of the teams that is disappointing in Argentina. Who are these top teams? Because Germany, they just survived, basically, to stay in it with the late goal the other day. They, of course, are the defending champ. I don't know that anybody's really standing out right now.
No, you're right, JP. The favorites have really, really struggled. But that's not really that different for a World Cup. If you look back over the last three World Cups, the teams that have won it didn't win both of their first two games. Teams kind of build into this tournament. I think Spain still has a good shot, despite the fact they tied Portugal in their first match. I don't think Germany is what I thought they were. I had them winning this whole thing after what I saw against Mexico, and I was at that game live. I was really disappointed in Germany, and as you said, against Sweden, they just got the 3 points. France, to me, is a team that I think is going to be there at the very end. I had them in the final of my bracket against Germany. And then the other team that, you know, is kind of the outsider, we haven't had that many different countries win a World Cup, is Belgium. They're loaded with talent. They're playing well right now. They haven't really had a test yet, so we'll see what they do against England. That'll give us a real measuring stick for what Belgium is. But I think Spain, France, Belgium, right there, and then Brazil. You know, Brazil has some talent, but they've underwhelmed for me as well. Neymar is not what we thought he would be. He's dealing with some injury issues and I think a lot of pressure that he's under in Brazil. So I think Spain, France, and Belgium right now for me are the top three I'd go with if you had me pick my favorites after two rounds of game.
Joined by Sebastian Salazar covering the World Cup for ESPN. He's taking 100 domestic flights in Russia today. We hope the best for him. Speaking of Russia, they've outscored their first two opponents 8-1. Now, those first two opponents were Saudi Arabia and Egypt. Today, it gets ratcheted up a bit. They take on Uruguay. Talk about Russia basically, you know, doing work in the first two games and what they're up against today.
So the only time ever in the history of a World Cup that the host nation didn't get out of the group phase was 2010 South Africa. And a lot of people thought this Russia team was in danger of doing that. It's been a really big surprise that they've done. But as you mentioned, Cake, they haven't really played anybody good. I want to bring Lurch in because I know he's a big soccer guy, right?
Good luck bringing him in on vacation.
He's on vacation, but that's fine.
Oh, well, send him my pick. Send him my pick. Plus 205 for the draw today. Uruguay-Russia. Russia needs the draw. They've got the goal differential to go through. I think they get it. Uruguay really hasn't been able to string together any type of meaningful, consistent play. They're just kind of grinding out results. So I like that plus 205 in the draw. That's your Lurch Papa special.
I like it. Picks from Russia.
A quick aside off the World Cup because we didn't know. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, however you pronounce his last name.
Ibrahimovic? Is that how you say it?
It's Ibrahimovic, right?
Nailed it, guys.
Right. Good enough. Yeah.
Well, he's like in the body issue, so we brought it up, and none of us are really aware how he's done since that first game.
With the Galaxy.
Yeah, he's actually... Yeah, with the LA Galaxy, I was at that game, man. That was incredible. He comes on and banks home the two goals. The first one goes viral, and everybody falls in love with him and MLS for 5 minutes. He has scored some more goals. The thing is, though, he's on an LA Galaxy team that is putrid. They're really poorly built, so the results haven't been there for the Galaxy, and it's the first time in his career that he's been on a team that's not, you know, top of the league. He's always played for the best team in whatever league he's been in, or at least a team that's in contention. So I think we've seen some of the frustration. His big personality is great when things are going good, maybe not so great when things aren't going so well. But he has managed to score, man. He's just on another level. If you watch MLS and then you compare it to, like, Premier League, one of the first things you'll notice is the finishing, right? The forwards, they get a chance in MLS. They're not going to finish it like a guy at Zlatan's level. So when he gets a half chance, more often than not, he's putting it on goal, making a goalie work, or he's putting it in the back of the net.
What's going to happen with this Rooney thing? You keep reading, oh, they're close, or they're done deal, or close, but I don't think it is done yet. Do you think it's going to happen, and is it a good move?
You know what? you guys are asking me about it, and I'll say this as a longtime DC United fan and DC United season ticket holder. You guys know this. DC United is irrelevant in Washington, D.C.
Right.
So if you guys know about Wayne Rooney, in some ways it's a success. Do I think it's going to have long-standing impact in terms of bringing people into that stadium? Not really. I think DC United is desperate right now, man. They need to get a Q rating in Washington, and I think Wayne Rooney is kind of like a Band-Aid, quick-fix solution. But it might be the best answer they have right now. It makes sense to me that he would come here. He's not really in the plans at Everton, the club where he's at. If they can get some money for him, man, Everton, I'm saying, I think it's good business all around. And I think DC United needs it more in an off-field manner than I think they need it on the field. I don't rate him that much anymore. Last time he played for England was 2016, and he was passing the ball to Iceland players as they crashed out of Euros.
Right, right. All right, but it still can be helpful here. I mean, if it brings butts to the seats, that's what they're looking for.
Sure. And look, if you look at DC United's roster right now, he'd still be one of their best. He'd be their best attacking player. He'll make the team better. But look, you know, in DC, we see with the Caps, you got to win. And I don't think DC United adding Wayne Rooney suddenly becomes a winner. Take a look at the Eastern Conference standings in MLS right now, you know. And look at it over the last year. They have not really been competitive. So it's going to take a lot more than Wayne Rooney to make that team good and make people really buy in and care about this new team in a new stadium.
Why is everyone trashing the ownership? I don't know much about it. Why is everyone trashing the ownership here?
It's really complicated, but I'll give you the kind of short story of it. They put all their money into getting this stadium done, and they really ignored the team. And I would say even ignored the front office. Quality people were ushered out of the front office. Some of them my friends, so take what I'm saying with a grain of salt. Some of the folks you guys know, the Doug Hicks, the Kyle Sheldons of the world, they were really, really not just good employees, but they understood what DC United was, the connection with the fan base. And since then, a lot of people left, and they don't replace folks. The front office, the people that are working there are doing good work, but they're understaffed. And I think the fans have started to notice that. They see the product on the field. I love Ben Olsen, but I think they're not giving him the weapons to really compete in MLS sometimes. So I think the ownership now, okay, we got the stadium. They got to start putting money. They got to start spending it. And this Wayne Rooney thing, even though I don't think it's the best way to spend money, at least it's a big money bullet that they're putting out there, the first of their kind. They should get some credit for it. It might not be how I would do it, but it's the first in a long time, and they've really, really left Ben with a depleted roster.
Right.
All right, so you got Russia, Uruguay, draw. What about Portugal or Spain today? Big winners?
So I think Spain's going out at like minus, I don't know, 275. I mean, there's not a big payout there, but yeah, Spain will win. Portugal's minus 135. I like that one. I think that's, you know, a pretty reasonable payout for that. The other game is Saudi Arabia, Egypt. Egypt's got some internal issues right now, some controversy going on with that team. Saudi Arabia's not great, but if they get inspired, they can play some nice attacking soccer there, plus 345. You want to throw like 5 rubles on it? You know, I might have some fun watching that Saudi Arabia game. But Portugal minus 135, the draw plus 205 on my Lurch Papa picks of the day. He's not even there, so.
That's all right. You got soccer kicks.
Yeah, you're substituting for him, so it works.
Hey, thank you, Seb. That was awesome. Thank you, Sebastian. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, anytime. I love you guys.
Okay. Godspeed. Yeah, safe travels. That's very important today.
Yeah, be safe. All right,
I mean,
that's
I would
great.
Be so panicked. If I panic on relatively safe American airliners, let alone airplanes from like the 1960s that Sebastian's probably flying on. Okay, maybe the 70s. Maybe they're a little more modern.
He's really good.
He's very good.
When we have a soccer guest, we should have him every time. He's really good. Really good.
Coming up, it's 7:40. We're going to talk to Neil Greenberg, who's also really good.
He is.
Statsblog. We'll talk to him about what the Caps have done this offseason. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.